It's a NewsBuzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. And finally today on the program, this morning, a decision handed down that's a blow to the controversial lawsuit filed by the Des Moines Water Works. The Iowa Supreme Court issued an opinion this morning that the Water Works cannot win damage payments from drainage districts in three northwest Iowa counties. Joining me now to talk more about this, Iowa Public Radio Morning Edition host Clay Masters, who's been reporting on this story for Iowa Public Radio and NPR. Hi, Clay.
Hello, Ben.
Tell us more about the opinion this morning.
Now, since this opinion came down at 8:30 this morning, both myself and our courts reporter, Sarah Bowden, have been poring over the case. I've been reaching out to various interested parties to get reaction. The court ruling, as you mentioned, it finds that 10 drainage districts northwest of Des Moines are not liable for potentially millions of dollars in damages due to high nitrate levels in the city's water supply in Des Moines. Now, the Iowa Supreme Court was affirming that drainage districts have legal immunity from tort claims. This is different than the federal case that we have been reporting on for a number of years. The federal case is basically the Des Moines Water Works is trying to make it so that point polluters and non-point polluters are held to the same jurisdictions. When we talk about non-point polluters, we are talking about farmland, mm-hmm. largely agricultural runoff that is going into drainage districts and then getting sent down river to Des Moines that they then have to treat. Bill Stowe with the Des Moines Water Works, the CEO there, has been saying for years they want non-point polluters to be held to the same standard that point polluters are held to.
And Clay, you talked to Bill Stowe this morning.
Yeah, about an hour after the ruling came out, I called Bill, and he has basically said that what the Supreme Court decided today dismisses their money damage claims under the state law against the drainage districts. They're disappointed, but not surprised by the Supreme Court's ruling. And here's what he had to say about how this pertains to the federal case that is still scheduled to go to court in June.
We're still scheduled for federal trial on the far bigger issue of permitting under the Clean Water Act to require the drainage districts to clean up the water that they're putting into the rivers and streams of Iowa that ultimately become our drinking waters.
Again, Bill Stowe, CEO of the Des Moines Water Works, saying disappointed but not surprised. Bill says that we certainly are appreciative of the time that the Supreme Court put into this, and clearly their deliberations to a closely divided case, they're disappointed because it means more expense for the ratepayers in Des Moines.
Mm-hmm. And that was the whole case that Bill Stowe was making, wasn't it? Because they have to have expensive equipment, new facilities to filter out chiefly these nitrates, right? Explain a little bit more about the background here, Clay.
Yeah, so nitrates, when we talk about it, that is basically largely a byproduct of fertilizer. And so the claim that they are making, the Des Moines Water Works is making, we've talked about it a lot on this program in the past. When farmers apply fertilizer, there are byproducts of the fertilizer that go through a system of underground, what we call tiles. And if you've never been on a farm or you don't know anything about it, just think of a big pipe underground that moves water into drainage ditches that then sends it out to the Raccoon and Des Moines rivers. It's like an underground plumbing system, and the Des Moines Water Works wants that plumbing system regulated.
Mm-hmm. And that's where we get back to your point about point versus non-point. If this was a factory or something and there was a pipe that went into a waterway, that factory would be subject to restrictions and would have to clean up that whatever came out of the factory here. And that's what you call point solution. And the non-point one is all these tiles, these drainage districts all around the counties in Iowa.
Yeah, and Bill Northey, the Iowa Secretary of Agriculture, he has long been against this waterworks lawsuit. He talks a lot about the different ways that farmers are implementing environmental practices on their lands to cut back on nitrates. The Iowa State University, the Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, as well as the DNR, years ago put out this list of practices that farmers can do. And we've talked about it as well on this program many times before, that Bill Northey is a proponent for non-regulated volunteer practices, things like planting cover crops, buffer strips so that runoff leaving farms is caught before it goes into these drainage districts. There are a number of practices, and the state offers payments, incentives for farmers to do it if they apply. So Northey also issued a statement following this case from the Iowa Supreme Court, or this opinion rather. He is saying that this decision is a significant loss for the Des Moines Waterworks. He says their failed strategy seeks to circumvent well-established Iowa law with more than 100 years of precedent. He says it also has cost Des Moines Waterworks ratepayers more than $1 million on lawyer fees that could be better spent improving their infrastructure and serving their customers. So the fight continues. This is a big wrinkle for the Des Moines Waterworks case. But as we heard from Bill Stowe just a moment ago, they're still determined to have the federal court case move forward in June.
So, Clay, as far as the reasoning the court used in this decision handed down today, it's simply that the waterworks failed to overturn this precedent that the districts have some special immunity from being sued for damages?
Yeah, basically, the Iowa Supreme Court was ruling against the water utility, citing that drainage districts have enjoyed legal immunity for more than a century.
Okay, thanks for this quick update, Clay Masters. I know you and Sarah Bowden are busy collecting voices and perspectives on this decision handed down today by the Iowa Supreme Court, ruling that the Des Moines Waterworks cannot win damage payments from the drainage districts in three northwest Iowa counties. We'll let you get back to work. Thanks, Clay.
It's a lot to unpack. Thanks, Ben.
All right.